This is the Mexico Week in Review radio report for the week of January the 12th, 2004.
This report is a collaboration between Sexto Sol, a Latino issue show airing on Pacifica station KPFT in Houston, Texas, and the Washington, D.C.-based Committee of Indigenous Solidarity.
And now, Teresita Jacinto.
The Boston Globe reported that 10 years after the Zapatista army declared war on the Mexican government, Mayan rebels are a long way from achieving their goal of improved conditions for the country's 12 million Indians. Followers are in many ways worse off today than before January 1, 1994. In protest of the government's failure to implement reforms, thousands of Zapatista supporters have renounced all government aid. Despite their continued poverty, the Zapatistas say they have achieved other gains in their fight to redress centuries of discrimination at the hands of the country's mestizo majority. The Zapatistas have largely disappeared from the public eye. Their anniversary celebrations commemorating 10 years since the 1994 uprising went largely unnoticed in mainstream Mexican society. But even if they have achieved little in the way of concrete changes, many observers credit them with putting indigenous rights on the national political agenda. Some say the rebels' main contribution has been an advance in democracy. They credit the rebels' demands for justice with creating the conditions that led to Fox's election in July 2000 and in 71 years of one-party rule by the Institutional Revolutionary Party. The Zapatistas say they are prepared to continue their struggle until all their demands are met. How long can we hold out? The real question is, how many years can the government keep it up? Said one Zapatista representative. Desde la jornada, Herman Bellenhaus. Hoy se cumplen 10 años que estamos en guerra, 10 de lucha y resistencia como pueblos indígenas, 10 de vivir bajo la amenaza y el cerco militar y paramilitar contra nuestros pueblos. El mensaje leído en Oventic va dirigido a los indígenas zapatistas, a la sociedad civil del mundo, los que están aquí y los que no, pero de alguna manera nos apoyan, a los medios de comunicación, a todos. El sonido de un caracol indicó el inicio de la ceremonia, precedida por un baile que llevaba varios días. Un joven campesino de rostro cubierto proclama, «Hemos podido avanzar en nuestra lucha en nuestros diferentes trabajos». El joven menciona el nacimiento de los caracoles y las juntas del buen gobierno y lamenta que los que tienen que gobernar el país no vean lo que ocurre aquí. Se han formado más municipios autónomos y se organizan los diferentes trabajos para fortalecer nuestra resistencia. Por eso pide a los compañeros y compañeras de toda la región que sencillamente sigan trabajando. Saludamos y agradecemos el apoyo de muchos miles de hermanos. Por eso hemos podido sobrevivir durante 10 años de guerra. Una salve de vivas por el caracol, por la resistencia, por la humanidad y la vida. ¡Viva la comandancia zapatista! ¡Los pueblos! ¡Viva el primero de enero! ¡Viva México! ¡Viva el mundo! Los indígenas zapatistas ponen la música, la pista de baile, las palabras y la razón de ser. La fiesta es para todos. Esta es nuestra palabra. This is our word.
That was the Mexico Week in Review radio report, a service by and for those actively supporting the struggles of the indigenous peoples of Mexico while combating related oppression within their own communities. For information about the Committee of Indigenous Solidarity and its Mexico Week in Review newsletter, send email to cisdc@zzapp.org. For more information on this program, visit www.sextosolradio.org.